latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com. You're watching Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Reg, Weebum, featuring XV.
Hey, this is Radio Free Cybertron, and I'm your host, Brian Kilby. I am jacked up on energy gum. Everything is going slow. It's like time slows down as you approach the speed of light.
What?
I don't know. I've had more caffeine today than I should admit to. Plus the return of Diesel Test Hardcore.
Oh my god.
Yes!
It's a very special Radio Free Cybertron, an intervention with Brian Kilby.
Brian, I wrote this letter. Dear Brian.
Dear Brian, please don't
You
die.
Are a great friend.
So this is a Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show, and one of the world's first podcasts, the official podcast of tformers.com, doggone it. It's the best source for Transformers news and reviews daily. With me, I have J.D. Church and an invisible Rob. Hey, Rob. Should I say Rob Clay? I always want to say R.A.C. because that's what I've known you by for years. When I introduce you, how do you want to be introduced?
Rob Clay is fine.
Rob Clay.
I've gone by R.A.C. forever, but I'm trying to use my actual name at this point.
Good deal.
Media has forced us.
I've done it for years.
Real names.
I did the really embarrassing stuff under, like, assumed names, and then, like, once I was comfortable with the internet... No. Actually, learning. But, John, Peter, Amy, and XV are away this week, and, just us.
Woo!
Party on. not a tremendous amount going on in the news this week. It's post-Dark of the Moon, you know, pre-Prime Toys, kind of.
We're in a holding pattern, basically. It's sort of like, you've got the toys you're going to get, and just hang on. And
I have been getting some stuff, though, I'm proud to say. Let me bring it up on my video. Right there. G.I. Joe. Finding lots of G.I. Joe now.
More G.I. Joe stuff?
Yes.
I did see some newish cards or something.
That's what I've got right here. Oh, yeah, my video's turned off.
I can't see you, yeah. So...
I finally found the Steel Brigade and Iron Grenadier yesterday.
I got those. And also, something I want to mention, because I might as well. Other cool stuff, which I think most people out there who collect comics already have the stuff, but it's the New 52. This is Action Comics. And lots of neat things going on. After the show tonight, I'm probably going to read Green Lantern.
Ooh. Yeah. Yes. I didn't get to pick up my comics yet. You know, speaking of seeing G.I. Joe stuff at the store, last week I was at... This is kind of a funny story, because we have time. I was at Toys R Us, and when I get on the aisle, you know, for Transformers, there was, like, an older couple and then a younger... Not young, but younger than them woman... And they're looking all through the Transformers stuff. And based on their conversation, I can tell they're trying to find something for a young boy. And it was sort of painful because they're just sort of like... The younger woman seemed to have a little bit more of a sense of what she was doing, and the older woman had no idea. She's like, does this one change? Does this change? And she's just, you know... And they're looking at, like, the Ultimate Bumblebee and...
What's this one changing to?
Yeah, basically. Legends. I mean, they're all over the place. And so I finally, like, interjected, like, at one point. I'm like, yes, those change, you know. Those change into other stuff.
Who are you, fat man?
Well, the older lady was really nice. Yeah. The younger lady was like, who is this creeper?
Yeah, I don't do it because, like, this fat... Like, when I just think this... People are thinking, like, this fat guy wants to have... relations with my child, get him away now.
Maybe or something. I mean, I'm with my wife. It's not like I'm by myself, you know. And
keep your husband away from my child.
And my wife is like, he's a collector. It's okay. You know, like,
I have offended so many people by mistake doing that.
But the older lady was pretty nice, but I finally, like, okay, well, because they're worried about, like, how complicated they are, which makes me think there's, like, an age issue. And
yeah.
So I'm like, how old are we talking? And like, he's 3. I'm like, oh my God.
You know what you need to get him?
Rescue Heroes.
Rescue Heroes.
Which is exactly what I recommended.
Awesome.
And they didn't have them there at Toys R Us.
I actually came across at Walmart this past week.
Yes,
The large, I didn't even realize they were coming out, the larger robots. They don't transform, but they're like kind of like playsets, sort of, kind of.
Yeah, there was like there was one that's like got the prime face, like where you turn it, there's like, you turn a dial and it looks like just a regular firehouse, and then you turn the face or whatever and it looks like...
Yeah, typically I don't have a problem buying Transformers when I'm at the store. I mean, God, look at me. But I'm going to have to come up with a line, you know, it's for my son. It's for my nephew. He loves these things. I love these GoBots. They're wonderful. No. Yeah. Actually, yeah. One cool story. I was at Ross or TJ Maxx this weekend, and there was a guy just looking through. I mean, I don't live in a big town, so whenever anything like this happens, it's pretty cool. There's a guy looking through stuff. He just happened to be looking at everything. And I was looking, I saw Steam Hammer and can't even think.
The Dinobot,
yeah.
One? Yeah, I saw that one too.
Already have it. I can't even think of his name, sorry.
Grimstone,
yeah.
Yes.
So I picked it up, and he just started talking to me about Transformers. He was conversant, and he said, he's like, yeah, what are you looking for? And I'm like, yeah, the only thing right now that I'm looking for, since I already have these, but I want it anyway, is Windcharger. I was like, oh, yeah, I haven't found one yet. I did find Grapple last week, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I found that a couple weeks ago. So it's just really nice coming across someone who actually speaks your language.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you don't have to speak down. Like, I have friends who are into this stuff a little bit, and sometimes I have to tone it down because they're not quite as conversant, you know. But it's nice finding someone that you can just sort of let loose and talk to. I should have had my business card.
Didn't I carry them all the time?
I need to carry these. I'm going to start, because I've got a bunch of these to give away. I need to,
like, condoms. I keep them in my wallet.
Yeah, before we freaking change logos, I need to give all of these away. I still have like a 1,000 of them. John at BotCon just gave away like a stack of 1,000, just like in one line. That's so fantastic. Oh, yeah, so actually this week we are going to announce the winners.
The winters.
The cask of never-ending winters. No, the winners to our Razer Transformers Dark of the Moon Death Adder Gaming Mouse Contest. So, so the topic actually of the week is, believe it or not, what's your favorite Transformer? And we'll talk about that. We'll actually go over some of the responses from the contest, so... We'll see how that works out. So let's go ahead and jump into the news. So let's start off with Transformers Prime Darkness Rising to be released on DVD on December 6th for $15. So there will be some extra features, but we have no idea what they are. It's worth it for Zombie Cliff Jumper.
Yeah, good Zombie Cliff Jumper. Is it 4 episodes? $15?
5 episodes.
Five episodes,
man. Wasn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a deal, then.
Yeah, it's $3 an episode that I already have on my DVR.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, but no.
Or I could record it any time on the hub, which I finally got in HD. I don't know if I'm...
I don't have it in HD. I'm jealous.
I finally got it, like, beginning of the month.
Yay.
I'm kind of wondering if this is why they held back the full-featured version of Dark of the Moon, or if it's the other way around and they're just releasing this then to kind of capitalize on that.
Probably the latter.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, definitely not the former.
No.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I probably won't pick it up, honestly, but, you know, no. I might consider it as a gift. I mean, time of year and everything.
Okay, here's the deal. You pay $15 for it. And then when the season 1 box set comes out...
For $25.
$25, yeah. And then you get that plus all the episodes.
I've been caught in that trap so many times. I know how to get out.
Yeah, exactly. Wait.
Yeah, so... Yes. Yeah,
patience is your friend.
Yes, yeah, so Hasbro's Creo website offering Creon wallpaper suitable for PC or mobile devices. So I really wish that they would just sell. Okay, so there are the little Marvel almost Lego people that aren't quite Lego people. They're Halo, aren't quite Lego people. Lego sells the blind packed Lego figures, which are fantastic. I love them so much. I gleefully pay like $4 a piece for them. If Hasbro would sell the crayons, you know, solo, I would honestly pay probably half of retail for the frickin' thing for the cost of crayon. I just don't want the whole Creo set. I know that's awful, but it's true.
Yeah, I have the same problem. Yeah. I suspect that's going to be the next step, especially if they see that, you know, that everybody else is doing this. So
yeah, I love it. I mean, and I don't mind buying blind packed stuff. And if they wanted to go crazy with it, they could repaint these and have some really neat chase figures.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Well, yeah, because like, I mean, as far as like the head mold, you can go, you know, for like the helmet stuff. I mean, that Prowl can be, you know, five different figures right off of that, you know, so.
I would be all for it.
I mean, you know.
It's worth it. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. So, they should do it. Hasbro, we know you're watching. Do it.
We know you, yes. We know that you intently watch.
We know that you're paying someone probably slightly more than minimum wage to sit at their desk and prowl through this stuff. you really need to sell us Creons.
Get like eight figures out of that.
Oh, easily. Easily.
Sunstorm, Starscream, Thundercracker.
Yeah,
that
list goes on and on. Okay, so there is an, and we're not going to play it. There's a new commercial for Ultimate Optimus Prime. That's pretty cool. I mean, I get excited about seeing commercials for toys.
Got it. It's a great figure.
I saw it this weekend, and I for the first time thought I would kind of like to own this.
You know, like I said, for what I paid for it, like the 65 or whatever,
that's what Walmart has it for. Yeah,
I don't know about the 80, but you know,
the Walmart that I saw that was $65.
Yeah, so there you go, that's a good deal. It's a cool figure. It's definitely, I mean, it is statuesque. I mean, it does have a lot of play value in that. I mean, but in terms of like display, you know, either the Ultimate with like the wings and everything is awesome, or with the trailer and everything, that's really cool too. So
yeah, when I see him with the wings, I think of the character from Venture Brothers, the butterfly villain, whatever his name is.
Oh yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the Monarch.
Yeah, I can't help but think of the Monarch when then I think of the prison episode, then I laugh. So great. Okay, so
good little chain of events there.
Yes, that's how Brian's brain works. So photos of Voyager Megatron from Takara's TF Chronicles 2-pack. It appears to have a much more paint apps than either Hasbro or Takara's individually released version. The 2-pack includes you and Megatron, and it comes out at the end of the month. So sweet,
cool.
And that's something you will have to import through someone that's not going to put a freaking plug in the cap.
From Japan. I know two. I'm going to know two people in Japan now. So
nice.
Yeah.
Get me one.
I'll certainly try.
Yes. 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 I've had that toy so many times, but I want. I. It's the Megatron. G1 Megatron. Anyways, the crappiest toy ever. It's up there. I mean, it's up there.
It really is. Yeah.
Since we're talking later on about, you know, our favorite Transformer, Megatron is easily at the bottom of my list.
Least favorite?
G1 Megatron, definitely. G1
Megatron. Yeah.
So this is actually what I thought was the neatest thing all week.
Because we're fatties?
We're fatties, yes. Snowballamus Optimus Prime, which is a Hostess snack cake. But the best part of all is Shockwave.
Shockwave!
I love that.
You know, I don't know. Sorry. I can't... Snowballamus? That just...
That's pretty pathetic.
That either has, I don't think food stuff.
Yeah, I don't think that. Food. They're like just negative implications.
There's
of that.
So many negative things. You know, I've seen Clerks.
Yeah.
you know, and that just I can't no. But Shockwave sounds great.
That sounds fantastic.
It really does.
I am a fatty because I'm like, can I get like 5 of those? That sounds awesome.
I just don't like Costa stuff for the most part, but still.
Yeah. I think I'm more of a Little Debbie, I guess.
Yeah. Well, yeah, me too. But there's a Hostess bakery in town, so maybe I can get some fresh versions of it.
Ooh.
Yeah, so.
We'll two see. For $5, that's a not a good deal at all.
No. So,
I can get a box of those Hostess Swiss cake rolls for like $1. Jeez.
Man, that's delicious. Actually, I really want that. After the show's over, I think
I'm
going to get
fatty.
Some.
If you haven't ever watched the show.
You know, we actually, Rob and I were able to get Jack to do a a snack food forum at tformers.com. I think it's still there. So if you want to talk about snack foods, go to tformers.com.
Because, you know, I mean, I'm not. Jack seems like a pretty in-shape guy. And Jay
is in ridiculously good shape.
He just did an Iron Man.
Yeah.
He did a freaking Iron Man. And then here we are over here at, like, the T-Former's RFC side, and we're all, I guess that's true. I mean, like, Peter's in decent, well.
Now, Peter's very thin and trim.
Is he skinny fat? Is that what they call
he's
that?
Not, I don't think he's not fat, he's skinny.
Well, no, but they have, there's a term that's called skinny fat.
I know what you're talking about, that's not him.
No? We don't
he's
think
he's trim.
We'll wait till Peter's here, and I'll ask him about it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm an actual fatty.
Yeah,
I'm
me too. Oh, yes. Okay, so a 2-pack of Voyager Dark of the Moon Prime and a dark purple, gray, and clear purple Shockwave recolor, which was found at Costco in Canada. And nobody knows if or how the Shockwave recolor might be used in the U.S. That's interesting. Didn't know about that.
Well, so it's Costco...
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, well, I believe Costco Canada also got the Amazon Unicron, so I don't know if that
Oh, has that come back in stock yet?
Not last I checked, but I honestly haven't checked lately, so.
I hope there's more than one freaking run of that toy.
Yeah, really.
I will be so furious if I can't get that. But you know what? Robot Kingdom does have it for $90, so go to robotkingdom.com.
Hmm.
Save face. Okay, so. Yeah, I had to post two versions of RSC last week. It was my decision, but I'm glad I did it. So,
posted two versions.
Well, yeah, but for the comment. Yeah, so I said some said some choice things. So, let's see here. Moving along. Nothing to see here. Third party stuff. TFC Hercules in full combined form. I know, right? Master Shooter's Shooter Master Target Master Figure Cup. That sentence makes no sense. Hot Rod Blur and Scourge. Release information pricing TBD. And iGear is at it again. Following on their masterpiece Coneheads, they're now taking pre-orders for Starscream and Skywarp versions of their knockoff.
Yeah, but can we go back to this Hercules?
I know. I mean, yeah, the Hercules is freaking nice. It's the only one of these things that really gets it.
Yeah. I mean, it's spot. I mean, just going through and just looking at even mostly the individual figures. I mean, the Scrapper is just.
I love it. Hasbro should hire these people. Hasbro should forgo suing them and hire them.
They, you know what, Hasbro should just, like, take this. They should just be like, you know what, that's our property. We're going to take that and release that.
I love it.
You know, I mean, it just looks amazing. Every figure is beautiful. I mean, and this is just gray. This is not even colored.
Yeah, I know.
You know, some of these obviously have been shown colored.
I want this in G1 colors. I want this in G2 colors. I want this in the G3 colors. I want this in any color scheme that I can get it. I love it. What do you think, Rob?
I really like the look of it. I mean, to be honest, I haven't looked into it too closely because
it's $600.
Yeah, that's exactly why. So
that's the part that makes my heart hurt.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, I do have to wonder, skeptic that I am, I've seen an awful lot of figures over the years that looked a lot more impressive in grayscale than they wound up looking in color.
I don't
think this is going to be the case here, but...
Well, because we've seen some of these figures colored, and they still look really good.
Hey, I'll be honest with you, Masterpiece Optimus looked better in gray.
Exactly than, what I was thinking
than, yeah. Yeah. I still have pictures on my hard drive when I go back and look at Masterpiece Optimus. I'm like, man, that looks so much better than what I actually got.
It does. It really does.
But I mean, this looks pretty solid. I mean, they use the Energon Combiner K connections, like as far as like
the style.
The style connections as far as the way that they connect.
It's certainly better than the G1 Devastator
connection
scheme.
Yes. God. It looks like a lot of the parts, you know.
If I had $600 to blow on absolutely nothing else, I would get it.
The couple of concerns that I have is, like, some of the figures, in particular, like, if you look at the scrapper, the way that arm and forearm, the way the hand, it looks like it folds into the arm, that looks really thin. And I'm concerned about some, like, thin plastic points, because it all comes down to, like, what quality of plastic they're going to use for these final figures, which tends to be kind of thin.
Yeah.
And so that would be my concern, is like the durability factor. For being $100 a piece, you know, for being $600 altogether, if it's not extremely durable, that's going to be a little off-putting.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I still think these are overpriced. They look great. You know, $100 a figure is a bit much. $60... I might be willing to dish out $60 a figure, maybe, considering it's a custom and limited run.
But they're
and everything.
Small. So small.
I know. But they're so small. And even the combined form, I mean, it's big. Don't get me wrong, it's huge, but it's not, like, redonkulous. You know?
I can't swing $60 each. I can swing maybe $25 each.
Well, and I, like I said, I can understand it not being $25 a piece, because, like I said, you've got to pay.
They want to turn a profit on these.
Massive production run to bring the price down, because it all comes down to how many you can make and sell versus the cost of the production, you know. And so that's how they come up with those numbers typically.
Yeah.
So, but wowzers,
love it. I love it. Yes. Okay.
I'll wait till they go on clearance and then.
So we're getting a steel edition of Dark of the Moon Blu-ray in
steel?
Germany. I guess it's
I'm getting a steel version of Dark of the Moon.
Stolen version.
Spelled the same.
Yeah,
but.
So I figure it'll be kind of like that, that Halo 2 version that came out 6 or 7 years ago, whenever Halo came out, Halo 2, in the steel case. I'm not buying this.
Yeah,
I'll skip that.
I've got the steelbook release of, I think, Doom 3 for the Xbox. And
oh, holy
nice
crap.
And decent, but, Not worth whatever extra it's going to cost.
No.
Oh, what did it? Maybe X-Men. I think one of the X-Men, I ended up with like a 10 or whatever.
Yeah, that was maybe 1.5, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
Actually, while I'm thinking about it, just did you ever get to watch X-Men First Class?
Oh, I saw First Class in the theater. Captain America and Green Lantern I haven't seen yet.
Ah, okay. So
I missed X-Men and caught Captain America, so...
Okay.
There you go. We're flipped. No, X-Men First Class is excellent.
It was excellent. Okay. I was curious. I couldn't remember if that was the one. Okay.
No,
that's for the comic book podcast, people. Sorry.
Yeah. Not even talking about
Fanboy Versus at fanboyversus.com. Hosted by J.D.
Church.
Oh,
by the way, we're changing the time of the show.
Oh, you are?
That's listening. Yes, we're gonna go to 4 p.m., Eastern time, 9 p.m. GMT.
Sweet, okay.
Because we realized that we were doing the 4:30 thing because of you. And
I'm not on the show
you're
anymore.
You're not there anymore. And we're like, why are we starting so late? Like, Brian, he's not here. Oh, yeah.
I haven't been on that show in like regularly in like 50 episodes.
It's amazing how habits and things get formed. You don't even remember why you're doing things.
Yes, exactly.
Anyway, yeah.
So Amy is not here to tell us about comics news, and, there's not really any, so...
I still haven't read the police action from last week. I've, like, been swamped with comics.
Ongoing 26 will be out next week. Now, I actually did this past week, speaking of comics again, discover Comixology.
Good stuff.
Yeah, so... IDW put stuff on there, and they put their Transformers comics on that, I believe.
They're going same day, too, yeah.
Yeah, so, which is honestly pretty sweet. I mean, if especially if you don't have a comic shop, I'm double checking. I'm pretty sure they do. I thought they did. It's a pretty neat app.
You want to know what's embarrassing? I did read the police action. It was just so forgettable that I forgot I read it.
Oh, very nice.
Wow.
Well, yeah, they definitely have Transformers stuff. So if you can't actually find a comic shop, seriously, check it out. I did it this past weekend, and I was really pleased with the quality. So it does the thing like the digital reader does on the PSP, where it will go from panel to panel, which is honestly kind of cool. But if you're used to CBRs, like some people are, you can read it in that format as well. So I was really impressed by that because. Mostly, again, going back to the DC 52 thing, I know that those were going to be released day and date, so I wanted to do it because I don't have a tablet on my PC, so Comixology works great. So if you don't have a local comic shop, get your Transformers comics there.
But if you do have a local comic shop, we
support
suggest
them.
You check them out.
Yeah,
yeah, Police Action was terrible, by the way.
Nice. I'm glad I don't read that.
Just to reiterate. Things that Amy already pointed out, but yeah.
Yeah, if Amy doesn't like it, I mean, you know, she's like the most positive person I know.
I know. She's like things, and I love Amy, but, you know, she's just, positive. I think that's the way to
very positive
describe it.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, have you been looking at chat?
I have.
Anything going on?
Not a ton going on since I checked in. Turns out Gears of War did also come out in the Steelbook release.
Oh, cool.
Other than that, I have one positive vote for X-Men First Class, including the Wolverine cameo.
The Wolverine cameo was great.
Yeah.
I just happened across that a couple nights ago, and it was just...
I want to see that. Yeah. I want to see the whole movie, matter of factly, but that sounded like fun specifically.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and I didn't know it was coming, so like when it happened...
Triplett spoiled me!
Yeah, it was a total surprise when I saw it. I was like, that's awesome!
It was awesome, okay. Cool, awesome. Well, John will be back next week taking thorough notes of what's going on in the chat.
He just popped in the chat, matter of
really?
Fact.
Really?
So.
That's awesome.
Oh. Hey, it's John DeLuna.
Hey, John. I'm telling John that we're skipping this.
Well, you could.
I can actually tell him now. Hey, John.
I know. Just told him. Really?
Yes. Fantastic.
I mean, it's faster to type because of the delay, but, you know.
Yeah, so.
There's not, like, that much.
Hey, podcast listeners, listen live.
Yes.
You don't have to watch, but you can listen.
Yeah. It's fun to listen.
Okay. So, JD.
Yeah.
What's going on this week in history?
Oh, man. Let me tell you. September 15th, 1986. The episode The Killing Jar premiered in the U.S. And it also happened to be Scott McNeil's birthday. So he wasn't born.
But The Killing Jar is like one of the best episodes of Transformers ever. Kinda. It's the trippiest episode of Transformers ever.
It is an episode.
Actually, it's not the trippiest. The trippiest is still Carnage in C Minor, but it's for
that
a different reason.
That episode is so messed up.
Yeah.
Five minutes of that, I had it on, and my wife is like, what?
Well, Kim can't make it through 5 minutes of anything.
You're watching. Well, this is true.
She'll watch the movie, but she won't watch any of the shows.
I got her to watch some of Prime, but... And actually, I did make Amanda sit through Beast Wars and Beast Machines.
Yeah, Kim's not going to do that.
Yeah. Hey, I sat through 10 years of Friends, okay?
But you know what Kim does like doing? Kim does do? She, like, does housework. So.
Yeah, well, I do both of those, so.
Kim and I'll watch Transformers. Kim will do the housework, so we kind of trade off.
Yeah.
She's an awesome wife. I love my wife, so.
Yeah, I do.
I probably should edit that out in the podcast version.
10 years of Friends.
10 years of Friends. That's awful. Okay, hey, let's go ahead and get to our topic this week, which is, what's your favorite Transformer? That just happened to be the theme of our contest.
We left that open, did we not? I mean, did we just specify, like, toy, character?
No, we left it completely open.
Okay.
Because I was honestly just curious. We're giving away two of the Death Adder Gaming mice.
True.
It's awesome.
Death Adder mice in general are awesome.
Yeah, so.
Transformer ones, I'm sure, are better.
Oops. Yeah, we're giving away two of those. Fantastic. So, let's go ahead and jump into some of the items that people emailed us with. So, this one came via email. Brian, my favorite Transformer character has always been G1 Optimus Prime. I've not seen any other incarnation of Optimus Prime that can replace G1 Optimus in my heart. I felt I like the Masterpiece Optimus Prime toy, and I hope MP10 will be a better representation of G1 Optimus. Red Optimus Prime and Galaxy Force Optimus Prime are nice toys also. Besides, I like your show. Nice. Okay. I like that.
Yay.
Yeah, it's a nice little message. So, Optimus Prime, ding, one vote for Optimus. We're not going through all of them, but
no.
Just the ones I wanted to talk about. So, also via email, my all-time favorite Transformer is Power Glide. That's unexpected.
Away we go.
He was my favorite character when I was younger. He was so awesome, especially since he was the first Minibot to be a plane. His cocky attitude was the best. No other Autobot could showboat like him and still get the job done. Skylinx? Well, actually, I guess Skylinx mostly just, you know, talked about how awesome he was, but, you know. But Skylinx did that, too, and he got the job done. Yeah, let's see here. Let me skip down to a couple. Our pal Stephen C. Phillips said, my favorite character is Beast Wars Megatron. I think we knew that. Primus Prankster. My favorite was G1 Grimlock. He proved you didn't need to speak well or to be the smartest to lead. True. So, guys, what are some of your favorite Transformers? Who's your favorite, GD?
Oh, man. I guess I'm kind of partial to, you know, like Wheeljack, like from the show, like G1 Wheeljack. You know, just because he's like the scientist, you know, inventor, more technologist, I guess, in that way.
That's good. That's good. Rob, what about you?
You know, I've been thinking about this for a while, and I cannot really come up with a single answer that satisfies me. I have to second the vote for G1 Grimlock, both comic and animation versions, even though they're entirely different characters. You know, the comic character's a lot better fleshed out, but there's something to be said for big, dumb comic relief, too.
That's true. We got one voicemail. Let's go ahead and play it.
Ooh, we're going to play it.
So,
nice. This is Salem Blood, deep in the heart of Texas, San Antonio, the Alamo City. And this is a voicemail for Radio Free Cybertron's favorite Transformer. I'm not really wanting the mouse,
okay,
but I still feel like I want to voice for my favorite Transformer, and that is, of course, Soundwave. Soundwave is the quintessential robot.
Chicks dig Soundwave.
Why is that?
I don't know. I never understood it. Chicks dig Soundwave.
I don't know. It's, I always kind of...
And people from Texas always tell you they're from Texas, by the way. I like that.
Yeah. They love Texas, man.
I may live in Texas in the next year, so I'll be saying, this is Brian Kilby from Texas.
Please don't do that. I would hate
that. Dude, I would be so close to Oklahoma. That would be so great.
I know. That part would be awesome.
I want to say I'm from Texas. This is Brian from Nacogdoches, Texas.
But I don't know. I mean, everybody likes what they like, and I know a lot of people really like Soundwave. Soundwave was always cool, but it was just so drone-like. I think Transformers Prime captures what I really think of Soundwave. It's more of a silent sort of drone. Maybe there's actually, I would say that even Transformers Prime Soundwave even maybe has more personality than G1 Soundwave.
That's possible.
I don't know. He was just sort of a follows order. He rarely, the most ambition he ever saw out of him was in the movie.
This is true. This is true.
So. And it always struck me as halfway out of character, simply because he had been one of the least backbiting Decepticons up to that point.
Well, he wasn't backbiting, though, because Megatron was out of the picture.
Yeah, once Megatron's gone.
It's kind of he's the guy who's been waiting for the promotion for, the last 30 years.
I worked here every day, I was on time.
Yeah, that's exactly what Soundwave is.
I never took more of the office supplies than I needed.
I got Employee of the Month 10 different times.
And then Starscream tries to step in.
Yeah, Starscream's just like the douchebag. It's always like bad mouthing the boss.
Yeah, except when the boss is there, and then he's like,
licking him. Yeah, that's true.
Then gets promoted still.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and read a couple more.
We work in corporate America.
Yes. I just like this response. Optimus Prime, he's the original. He rocks.
Yeah, that's so great.
Yeah, so my favorite character is Armada Hotshot because I grew up with him in Armada, but my favorite toy is Red Hotshot because he was my first one.
I guess he calls out for our Energon and...
Which toy? Red Hotshot? I'm thinking, trying to think of what... Was he a... Spy Changer?
That's probably Power Link's Hotshot from Armada, the one that was done in Hot Rod Colors.
He's saying his Red Hotshot. I'm just trying to think what that could be. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like, I have that one, because they did a Hotshot, yeah, that was supposed to kind of look like Hot Rod.
Oh, this one was really awesome. Galaxy Shuttle is my favorite toy because of the great play value he has when added with Countdown playset. Plus, he's also a rare toy that I actually own. That's from Casey Seymour. Yeah.
A call out for Galaxy Shuttle.
One here that I liked is Ultra Magnus. That's another one I didn't expect. I didn't get Optimus until the Action Masters came out. Oh, I am so sorry. So Magnus is more to me than just an upgrade to an old toy. It probably helps me that he was the arch rival of Galvatron from the UK comics. That's cool. And not just Rodimus Prime's life coach like in the cartoon. That's from John Langley Porter. So
that is awesome. I don't think I've ever heard that description.
I actually didn't get Prime until G2. So yeah, Ultra Magnus was what I had for a very long time. So... Except that I got curious how it went together and unscrewed it and never got it back together, so...
Nope. Isn't that the way?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Let's do another one. I think then we'll announce the winner. Okay, always had a soft spot for Cliff Jumper. It was one of my first ones that I had as a kid, along with the Decepticon cassettes. I immediately loved the little red car and still holds some emotional attachment. For me, it's not Cliff Jumper that is a V-Reed Echo... but the other way around. I love that.
I am kind of happy to see a Cliff Jumper coming out in Prime that does not seem to be a Bumblebee recolor.
Yeah, that's nice. Is that a first? I mean, I'm trying to think. I
think it's the first time in 25 years.
Yeah. It's crazy. Where's Monzo when we need him?
Yeah, good question. So
we have a winner then? We're picking a winner?
Yeah. So let me figure out who the winner is. So that was DevCon, by the way. Our pal DevCon. Huh. Our really good pal DevCon, who said that. So I don't think I've seen DevCon in the chat in a while. He's probably busy. So the winner is... First winner... David, who said Optimus Prime, he's the original, he rocks. So, congratulations, you will win one of the colors. I don't know which one, but one of them. I'll get in touch with you after the show. And, I'd have to say Soundwave, he was always one of my favorites. The fact that he could carry all the cassettes in his chest made him essentially a troop transport and communications officer. I would say the same of Blaster, but he just gets on my nerves. That's fantastic.
Wow.
And that's from Steven / Soundwaves from Steven. So there you go, Steven and David. Congratulations, you win Gaming Mice.
Enjoy those. Those are nice.
Very nice. I love them. Okay, awesome. Sweet. Let's see here. What else, guys? What else do we have going on this week? That's Google Plus that I have up in Judy's video. John Bailey is posting Dragon Con pics. Sorry. People watching the show see that I accidentally loaded up Google Chat. Google Plus. Sorry. I'm going to edit the audio version of the podcast.
You're what?
I'm editing the audio version of the podcast, I think, for the first time in a while this week. I've been listening to lots of Skeptics Guy, and I'm kind of getting used to the really edited version of that show. Kind of makes sense.
So basically what you're saying is you want to limit the amount of free time that you already don't have.
Darn it, I am not editing this show.
Okay.
Yes. Raw as usual.
Okay. Just saying.
Or I could pay XV to do it, I guess.
Well, John in the chat is asking if we talked about the TFCC problems that he says they were tweeting about international shipping issues.
Yeah, McFeely went like crazy.
I missed this. What was it?
Rarely he gets fired up. So I'll paraphrase what happened to Chris McFeely from Fanboy Versus, but he's been waiting, and several people have been waiting, in particular the international group, for their sideswipe. And I guess he had contacted them or tried to get in touch with them. And the word back is that I guess his got lost in shipping somehow, which especially happens when you're shipping overseas and whatnot. But because there were so many, I guess, production errors or damaged ones with this round, with this figure, they already promised all the spares to people with damaged ones, so they don't have a spare one, I guess, to send to him or other people, which I'm sure there's several international people who are still, you know, in that boat. So he may not end up with a figure at all.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and they're, I guess that the way they have that worded is it's like they're not responsible or somehow for like lost in shipping or something. So basically, yeah, it's like fly a kite kind of a deal. Because,
yeah, that sucks.
Yeah,
oh,
I mean,
man.
And apparently it's a packing issue. They really tried to cut down on the shipping, I guess. They tried to save, I guess, on the shipping by putting it in a smaller package, but it's in such a small package that a lot of the figures were damaged in shipping. Actually, Vangelis replied to Chris's tweet about, I guess, jokingly saying that if you get one, try to get it out of the package and then put it back in. I guess alluding to how tightly they were packaged.
Oh, wow.
So, but yeah, so bad news there. It looks like Chris may not actually get one of the figures, which is kind of crap, because if you sign up for the club, you know, that's kind of, you know, it's kind of a decent portion of what you're paying for.
Yeah.
Oh, you said sideswipe. Are you talking about...
I'm sorry. Not sideswipe. Sideways. Sideburn.
Sideburn, yeah. Sorry, because I was thinking you were talking about the sideswipe BotCon exclusive.
No. The sideburn, the club exclusive.
Yeah. Okay, I got you.
Sign up figure. Yeah, so he may be SOL on getting one at all.
Even though they're saying we're not responsible, they need to do something about that. That is
Basically, and then the deal is, like you said, you know, some people, especially the international, were waiting, you know, to see if their figures were coming through customs or whatever, mm-hmm. and so now they've already promised new ones to people with damaged, and then they don't have any for the people that just like legit didn't even get one. So, kind of bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that sucks. But. Okay, well, I guess that does it for RFC for this week.
It ended on a downer there, guys. Jeez.
I've had lots of energy gum, so yeah!
Jewish Prime to Saturday, so we can talk that up, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
See those.
True.
That'll be a newish Prime, and then the next week will be the really new, right? I think we're going into really new.
Yeah,
I think
why not?
We'll be caught up after this week. So if you didn't YouTube them or whatever, and catch Prime, and then the next week it'll be moving. I guess it's into the new season, right? With maybe Unicron and everything.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Awesome. Okay, guys. Well, Rob, thank you for being on this week and help covering things.
Huh. I enjoyed it. I think I was actually a little bit better than I was last week, so...
Yeah, you're awesome.
Good stuff.
So,
thank you.
Hear Rob every week on New Soundwave, except for this week, which we're not doing it.
Yeah.
We have too many conflicts going on, and we'll come back next week with New Soundwave 97. Hopefully, next week, the usual crew will be back. If not, we will somehow make do. Thank you for listening to Radio Free Cybertron, and we'll be back next week.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.